Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on life is not happening to you, but through you. I'm going to set the timer here because I really do want to stick with this. Like, I want to stick with this 5-minute thing that Spirit kind of guided me to do. I think it's 5 minutes for the message and then my intro and my outro, right? But let's just play with it. So I'll set the timer now. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do extraordinary things. If you are ready to do something extraordinary in your life, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about life is not happening through you. Life is not happening to you. It's happening through you. Okay. All right. Next piece to this, we've talked about intuition, we've talked about the ways in which we get in our own way, and you're going to find that a lot of the struggles we're experiencing in our life is because we're letting something get in our way. And one of the big things that I would love to, if I could wave my magical wand and I would love to heal in folks, is honoring your values, not when you're halfway through the situation, you realize this isn't what I want, but at the beginning, like make it your mission to double check, recheck that something is in alignment with your values before you say yes to it. So if you just met someone and they're fun and they're enjoyable, this is in the realm of relationships and romantic relationships, make sure you check all the boxes to make sure you're hearing the repetitiveness of this. Make sure, not just, you know, trusting that intoxication that happens when you meet somebody that you're attracted to and they're attracted to you, but take a step back and make sure that it matches your values. And this applies in romantic relationships, but it also applies in jobs. Make sure that job matches your values. Make sure, and it can't just be the value of income. Because what happens in the process of making sure? Yes, it helps you avoid a problem if there is a problem, but more so, it makes you confident as fuck. It's your golden opportunity to say, I love myself so much that I am not going to put myself in a difficult situation when all it took was I just needed to ask more questions. I needed to accept that this feeling, this excitement I'm having, it's wonderful, it's amazing, but it can also be fleeting. And it could be that there's something here that I need to uncover and do my due diligence. It's not being untrusting. I want you to be trusting. It's not being unfaithful. I want you to be faithful, but approach it the way you would approach anything else in your life. So I was talking to a client this week and we were talking about what was going on in their business. And I said, well, if you were going to buy a car right now, wouldn't you research that car, plan for it, figure out what payments you could afford if you wanted to finance it, pull it out of savings? Like you would go do your research on the car. You would get all up in it to make sure you're making the best choice and decision for you, because that's really the way you manifest. You focus your energy on something. And if you are refusing to focus your energy on something that's important to you in the same way you'd focus in another area of your life, that is a sign. And all you need to do is step back and say, huh, am I pretending that this is faith? Am I pretending that this is meant for me? Because if something is truly meant for you, you do your due diligence. If something is really meant for you, you have the conversation. If something is really meant for you, you follow up again and again and again, and you're not going through like a back channel or hiding out or hoping it works out. No, you're saying, oh, based on the information coming forward, both psychically, intellectually, based on my research, I've checked my value system. It's right for me. And that doesn't need to take a long time. It happens pretty quickly When you're focused and you want something really, really badly, you will do the work. And anytime I find myself trying to start something and I haven't done even the basics of what I would do for anything else in my life, that is a sign. It doesn't mean that that thing's not meant for me, but I'm harboring some limiting belief that's keeping me from doing my full-on due diligence. Some part of me still believes that needs to be really difficult, really hard, really challenging, right? There's the alarm. So again, make sure everything lines up with your values, because that's what a really confident person who loves themselves would do. They wouldn't put themselves in harm's way. Yes, we can't predict how everything's going to go and every little turn that's going to happen. No, I'm not saying that. But those are two extremes. There's either the people that are just like, oh, this feels really good, so I'm just going to go for it. I'm not even going to pay attention. I'm talking to you. Or the person that is like, I'm so afraid, I can't do anything. Oh my God, I've researched every back way forward. I'm looking at all these different directions. I can't act. No, there's a healthy in-between. And I want you to be in your healthy in-between of being willing to line up whatever you're investing in emotionally, physically, financially, time, energy, with your values. And all you have to do is take a moment to reflect, hey, does this match up with my values? Does this person, this relationship match up with my values? Does this venture match up with my values? Does this action match up with my values? And if it doesn't, you move on to the next thing. You are you. And you're amazing just as you are. So trust all the wisdom that is you and make sure that the things you're saying yes to are in alignment with that. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. You deserve to do really extraordinary things, and I want to help you do that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, please sign up for my newsletter so I can send you 2 intuitive messages a week to help you on your journey. Yeah, you get to live an amazing life, and I want to help you do that. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.